Hello?
Hi there, is this Paul?
This is Paul.
Hi Paul, it's Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Okay, first of all,
This
I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry?
phone call was supposed to start taking at 4.
Yes,
We have obligations at 4:30.
I
Okay,
completely
we.
understand. And I'm very sorry. I was actually preoccupied in another meeting, and that's the reason why the meeting got
Okay.
prolonged, and I'm very sorry about that. Anyhow, I wanted to
Okay.
discuss the ongoing concern since we received a dispute from your end. Can you please explain briefly what exactly went wrong?
You people never read my books. You gave me 7 synopses on 7 novels I've written. It has nothing to do with the books. You're totally misled. I mentioned it to Max and Patrick once. They said, okay, we'll do better, we'll do better, and the next one is even worse than the first. And I said, no, we want our money back. We want out. And we still want our money back. And we were told at the beginning that anytime we wanted out, we could get out. We have our money back without any question, without any problem. So I don't understand this phone call. It should be, our money should be forthcoming.
Okay, the dispute has already been filed, Paul. So the money has already been forcefully taken from our merchant by your bank. We don't have the money at this point of time, so we cannot do anything about this since your bank has taken a legal action against the
I'm sorry,
payment.
what? Yeah, the money's in dispute is what it is.
Yes, so we cannot do anything about that now because since you guys filed the dispute, we don't have any authority or control in terms of having the amount transferred because as soon as the dispute hits or reflects on the merchant, the amount is gone
Hang
from
on,
our
isn't
account
my wife the
immediately.
one that's dealing with this? You can talk to her.
Yes,
We have
yes.
to do that. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, all right. So I believe you were the one who filed this dispute, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you understand how it works, you know, when you file a dispute, right?
Yes, I have had other issues with other credit card issues, problems, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was explaining to Paul, and the amount has already been taken from our account. Now your bank is going to do their due diligence. They're going to ask us for the correspondence, whatever communication we had with you, whatever deliverables we sent to you, all of that is going to be sent over to your bank, and based on that correspondence, they are going to be taking their final decision whether you're going to win the dispute or the company. Apart from all of that, Paul just told me that the concern, well, majorly, was that nobody seemed to understand or have read the books. Is it possible that they might be having a different point of view or perception?
No,
And did anyone
no,
offer
it is
you
okay.
guys
No.
a change of team?
Here, let me do this, and you do this. It is not. I was his initial editor, so I know those books backwards and forwards. And what the people wrote about the books was not even close. The first two synopses they sent to us were totally off base, off somewhere in Never Never Land, and we complained. And so they said, "Okay, we'll do better. We'll." He wanted to leave then, and I said, "Well, at least give him another chance to do it correctly." And so
We can do that there.
they then sent us. I'm not sure what they were planning to do with them, but they were a little.
We will follow you.
They had a picture of Paul and I together, which I don't know where they got it. And they didn't have my permission to use my likeness on his for whatever he was doing. He had sent them his author picture, which they could have used, but they didn't. They decided to use a picture of the two of us for whatever reason. And it was 7 blurbs about the books. Some of them were totally inaccurate. They had no idea. They couldn't even bother to look at the initial page of any one of his books, which would have given them the order of the books,
mm-hmm.
they didn't bother to even look at that. I mean, they said, like, book five was book two. You know, book three was book five. It was just, mm-hmm. it was crazy. And then they were giving us totally unrelated pieces of information. One of the books, which actually got an award
mm-hmm.
From a reader's favorite, it was mm-hmm. an international award for intrigue. And they said that was book five. And they said that was book three, I think. And they said, yeah, that he inherited a snooker table. There was no snooker table. Snooker was a character in several of his books.
Mm-hmm.
It, I mean, that was the kind of inaccuracies that we were just crazed by. And that's why we wanted to cease working with your company.
Of course.
We don't
want to
have this kind of hassle in our life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in short, it was a complete nightmare for you guys.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Got it. At any point of time, did anyone approach you guys and told you that there is an option for you to change the team, maybe to someone who is well-equipped in your genre, you know, who has better understanding? Did anyone offer that to you?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So this
we
is
were
a
never
complete
offered
lacking.
That.
This is a complete
We were.
Yeah, go ahead.
We initially had information right here, had dealings with Max,
mm-hmm.
and we told him we didn't feel comfortable being handed off to anyone, and would he please stay with us? And he assured us that he would. We never heard another word out of him. He disappeared, and we dealt with Patrick this whole time,
mm-hmm.
who was very difficult to understand. He has an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was difficult for both of us to understand all of the things he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But no one ever offered us a different team, ever.
That is absurd. I am so sorry that you guys had to go through this. To be very honest, if I was in your place, I would have felt, you know, the same. And Sandy, I believe, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Sandy, you actually were more open to giving the team a second chance, yet they failed to do so. I would have clearly, you know, shut off that team completely at that point of time. Okay, let's cut to the chase at this point of time. The amount, it is already in a legal dispute processing, so we cannot do mm-hmm. anything about that, and you will be getting an update from your bank. Meanwhile, what I was planning to do, see, my entire purpose of coming on this call, it's not to
mm-hmm.
hold on to the amount, because the amount is already gone, so I have nothing on my end, okay? Now, all
mm-hmm.
of that is based on the decision that your bank will take. And, of course, most likely it's going to be in your favor, okay, since there is
yes.
a fault from the team's end, from the company's end. They failed to provide you the basic synopsis of the book. So that is a huge question mark as well. And I'm going to find out who this team is and probably fire them, because this is like the most basic thing that you can, you know, provide, especially working in a
mm-hmm.
book writing industry. It's very amateur for them to, you know, even do that. So I'm going to look into that as well. I just don't want to lose you guys as a customer. So here is what I'm going to attempt. I'm not going to talk about any amount at this point of time. All I want to do is that I want to take a second attempt of writing the synopsis, and I'm going to assign my personal team on that. Okay? Now, I have full confidence in them. That's the reason why I'm giving this task to them, just to see how it's going to go. It's not going to cost you anything. All you need to do is give me some time, probably like 4 to 5 working days, no later than that, while the case is, you know, pending and there's no final decision from your bank. So I'm going to provide that to you. You let me know if that makes any sense or if there's any kind of improvement. I'm going to change your project manager as well, and I'm going to assign someone from my personal team, and we'll just do a trial and error sort of a thing, okay? And if it doesn't work out, you guys already have your money, and we'll call it a day.
What is your name?
My name is Samantha Hayes from the Compliance Department.
Samantha.
Yes.
Okay. Will you be our point of contact?
Yes, I can be your primary point of contact. Along with me, I'm going to tag a second project manager. So if I'm not available, because to be very honest with you, Paul, my job description is resolving concerns, as you can see, that I'm part of the compliance department and not the project management. But I can stay in loop, and there are a lot of clients who work directly with me. So what I'm going to do is that I will assign my assistant to actually tag along on the project so there are no delays in terms of communication or deliverables.
Well, you're the first one to make sense out of this whole thing. So
I can't hear you.
You're about the first one that's made sense out of this whole thing, so we'd kind of like to keep you.
I'm so sorry, Paul. I think you're talking away from the phone, so I'm having real difficulty understanding
what you're saying. You're about the only one that's made sense out of this whole thing so far. So
thank
we
kind of
like to keep you. Okay.
Thank you, Paul. And I would just like to be honest with you. I'm not trying to represent the company at this point of time. See, Paul, there's a thing called passion. You know, when you're passionate about something, you put everything in it, and it matters to you. I mean, I don't care if the company is going to put a question mark on me if I fail with a customer, but the most important thing that matters to me is that I'm failing, and I don't like to fail. I never give up, Paul, and sometimes it becomes a pain in the ass, to be very honest, and pardon my language, I'm saying all that, but yeah, that's how I am. You know, that's how I'm built. So I just want to give this another try. Let's see how it goes. You're not losing anything. And if it doesn't work out, we'll call it a day. Simple.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll give it a try.
All right, then. And meanwhile, Sandy, you can keep me posted on the updates in regards to your dispute case, whether you got the amount or not, okay?
Yes, we can do that.
One more thing. I'm going to make this much more easier for you guys. See, once a dispute is filed, they ask for correspondence from the company's end as well. And we have a legal team that fights all these disputes and cases. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to drop the correspondence from our end. So if there's any chance or margin of us winning the case, I'm dropping that.
Okay.
So if I drop that, the ball goes in your court. That means the amount will directly be transferred to you, and that will be the final decision. You will win the dispute. So in other words, what's going to happen is that just in case if we are to establish this new arrangement that we are discussing, later on maybe we can discuss on the payment once you guys are comfortable. Only then. Other than that, we'll continue with the work until and unless you guys are in your comfort zone and you're fully confident that right now you got the correct team and you can move forward with it. Fair enough?
That's fair.
Can we have her email address?
Yeah. Now, will you send Paul an email in stating all of this so we know what and how to get a hold of you?
For sure, for sure. I'm going to provide you my personal number as well. This is the main office line. You can save this number. And just give me like till day and today. I will be sending you everything in the email. I will also tag the my assistant, in other words, the project management division, in that email as well so that they are informed too in regards to what's happening now. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for listening to me with an open mind. Let's give it a try, see where it goes, and we'll just move forward from there. We'll go with the flow. All right? You guys have a wonderful day.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.